So, from King Henry VIII right over to one of his very misfortunate wives, wife number five, this is the story of Catherine Howard. Now, we found out about Catherine Howard when we were doing some research on Henry, and it turns out that when Henry VIII found her, she was just a teenager, and he was more than twice her age, which, you know, we find that disgusting, don't we? Stuck in this big, beautiful castle all by herself, while Henry would go off drinking with the guys and hunting and writing and playing. All the guys were like, yeah! And poor Catherine would be sitting there all by herself until she got a little tired of that, and she decided, you know what, this isn't fair, and she brought some other playmates around. Not very clever of her, because they were all guys, male playmates, and no, Richie says transvestite. Maybe in your world. And so what happened was King Henry found out about it, and he got very, very upset, of course, and he banished Catherine to the Tower so he could do some more research on what was going on with her and find out the truth. And every day she would sit in the Tower and she would write letters to him praying, please, Henry, come see me. I know I am the queen and you are the king, but you are also my husband, and I know that if I see you and we can talk about this, everything will be all right. And every day she would wait, and she would write more and more letters to him, and she never knew if the person at the door would be the executioner come to take her life away, or if it would be her husband come to make everything all right. And so she waited, and finally on the last day, it was the executioner standing at the door waiting to take her life away. And so we wrote the song for her. It's called Catherine Howard's Fate.